Number of distribution centers. Network design or redesign is primarily a strategic level process. Decisions made regarding what parties to include in the network and its size, physical assets, flexibility, and other characteristics fix in place most of the network's cost characteristics. This includes not only fixed costs, such as for a warehouse, but also the range over which variable costs can be expected to vary. For example, the length of many line hauls will be determined. It is vital to get these decisions right because the network will be living or dying with these decisions until the organization and its supply chain partners decide to engage in redesign. Organizations need to take many factors into consideration when determining the right number of DCS. In general, having more DCS reduces delivery lead time and transportation costs due to the shorter distances that final delivery vehicles need to travel. However, adding DCS increases fixed costs and overall inventory levels, so organizations want the fewest DCS that will still provide the targeted levels of availability and/or delivery lead time. Adding DCS servicing a particular market without improving the level of customer service and/or reducing total costs is merely an increase in logistics costs with no benefit.